USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden visited the Uvalde school where a murderer killed 19 children and two teachers, and the Justice Department said it will review law enforcement's response to the attack. This as Democrats and Republicans continue to discuss new legislation to prevent such attacks from happening. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker gets candid about his expectations regarding the discussions.
Well, whatever we can get done, if it saves a life, it's worth doing. And so my colleagues who are entering the bipartisan talks, I fully support that. But I'm under no illusion that we're going to do the things that need to be done, that the majority of Americans overwhelmingly support Republican and Democrat, that can create significant safety.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. California Governor Gavin Newsom testing positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Memorial Day weekend gas prices are at a 10-year high. The national average is now $4.60 a gallon, the highest price in the United States in 10 years. The increasing cost of gas isn't stopping drivers from hitting the road, and AAA predicts over 35 million people will travel by car this weekend. That marks a 5% increase from last year. Regarding high gas prices, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz believes the administration is happy to see them.
The Biden administration is slow walking permits at every stage. This is deliberate. It's not an accident.
Pope Francis is preparing to name nearly two dozen new cardinals. In his announcement Sunday, the Pope saying he's going to appoint 21 cardinals in August. Of that number, 16 will be eligible to vote for the Pope's successor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Congressman Dan Crenshaw is saying no to a red flag law.
What you're essentially trying to do with the red flag law is enforce the law before the law has been broken. And that's a really difficult thing to do.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Texas Republican wasn't supportive of the legislation at a state or national level. Such laws would prevent the purchase or remove guns from anyone deemed to be a threat to themselves or others. The WNBA Players Union is continuing to take steps to free a player from Russia.
The WNBA Players Union called on President Biden to use all available resources to free Brittany Griner from Russian detention. The center for the Phoenix Mercury was in the country to play with the Russian Premier League. She has been detained by the Kremlin for 100 days so far for possession of vape cartridges that contain hashish oil. The detainment began shortly after the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Griner's detention was extended again this month. Russia has barred the U.S. Embassy from visiting her multiple times. The Players Union has called on fellow athletes to sign petitions and speak out about Griner's detention, and on the public to urge the Biden administration to take action. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Agatha is expected to make landfall along the southern coast of Mexico on Monday. Forecasters expecting Agatha to make landfall with winds topping 100 miles an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.